This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour number two. I'd like to thank my guests from hour one, Joe Dandridge from the Green Huddle, and Coach Robert Muster from Powdersville for joining the program this morning. I'd like to thank you for listening. Having you aboard is a pleasure this morning as we rock into hour number two on the epicenter for Upstate High School football talk. That is the Saturday morning scramble. We've got a lot coming up still. We're going to talk some college football. Dan Scott, Furman University play-by-play man, joins us later in the program. Talk about their SoCon opener tonight, a game you can hear starting with countdown to kickoff at 6 p.m. Furman at East Tennessee State tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30 right here on the Fan Upstate. Ingles Markets text line 71307, 71307. Start your text with the word fan and away you go. Founders Federal Credit Union talk line is 844-326-3663. Again, that's 844-326-3663. From the Ingles Markets text line, we have a text that says, good morning, love me some high school football, go Rebels. I assume that's Burns. Hey, Rob, can you ask Lonzo what quarter he thinks the Gamecock fans will start leaving Williams-Brice today, second or third? What you say, Lonzo?
I would say, welcome to the Clemson fans. Hard to believe you're up this early, or did you just not go to bed after that night?
Oh.
Because we know you guys. Oh. You like those kind of nights, and it was Friday. I believe PBR is the drink of choice,
I hear.
I don't drink, so I don't know.
I drink, but I don't drink PBR.
That's what I hear. I don't know what's good for a hangover, but, you know, find your remedy of choice.
I won't say my beer of choice until they become a sponsor on this.
Although,
program.
With Clemson fans, I think it's just keep drinking.
Lonzo throwing shade. The Suns beer on the program this morning answering the
text. Should I also mention that I'm wearing Ohio State colors? Remember the last time you played Ohio State, Clemson? Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
But in their defense and South Carolina's defense, the first time Ohio State ever beat either one of those two programs, Lonzo.
Hey, Rob, you know, every season is a new season. You're only as good as your last game or the last time you played an opponent. The last time they played an opponent, they got their butt beat like I just did to you, Texter.
Good morning. Lonzo is all over it this morning. Do not come for him. He did not send for you.
I am having a bad day.
You are, Lonzo. I'm going to go on with the scores from last night while this program's still on the rails. I'm going to keep it there, and then we're going to get to Brock Hamrick in just a second. From the score stream update on thefanupstate.com, final scores from last night, Abbeville 51-7 over Crescent, Asheville School 54-8 over Greenville Home School. BHP remains unbeaten and ranked in number 7 in our top 10, 35-6, a winner over Emerald. Boiling Springs with a big win, their biggest win in Coach Matt Reel's first year there, 27-25 over Greer. Broome, no trouble with Berea, 39-7. Christchurch smashed Calhoun Falls, 73-0. Chesterfield over Blacksburg, 54-26. Daniel, a winner, 28 in a row for the Daniel Lions, a school record, 42-14 over Pickens. Dorman with a big win on the road, 37-23. That's the number 3 Dorman Cavaliers, 37-23 over Clover. Easley, 29-14 over Woodmont. Green Wave still rolling along. Gaffney with a huge win, 28-7 on the road at Northwestern Rock Hill. We're going to talk more about that in a second. Greenville High smashed JL Mann, 49-6. Greenville High starting to find their stride. Hillcrest in a battle of top five teams last night. Now number two, Hillcrest beat now number five, Powdersville, 37-35. Burns a winner, number four, Burns over Wren, no trouble, 42-7. Landrum over Spartanburg Christian, 56-20. Lawrence over Union County, 45-14. McCormick, a shutout win over Dixie, 27-0. Pendleton, a shutout win, 43-0 over Fountain End Christian. Southside over Carolina, 31-2. Spartanburg rolls past Riverside, 59-25. St. Joseph's all over Ware Shoals, 55-0. So much for those Region 1, 1A region play openers last night. Christchurch and St. Joseph's rolling along. Hannah, 31-14 over Greenwood. McCormick-Dixie was the other region opener in that region. That was also a blowout, 27-0. Hannah over Greenwood, 31-14. TR over Eastside, 35-28. Wade Hampton, their second win of the year for Coach Travis Miller and his guys, 35-25 over Blue Ridge. Big win for the Generals. Wahala, a big win at home, 32-22 over Palmetto. Wahala has BHP coming up this week, and I promise the Wahala fans who want to get in the top 10, you beat BHP, you'll be in the top 10. Clinton, 49-19 at Chapman. No trouble for Clinton. They remain unbeaten and ranked number six in our poll. And Westside a winner, number nine, Westside a winner over Malden, 34-7. Woodruff a winner, 49-24 over Chesney. As we mentioned, now ranked number eight after their win last night in our upstate top 10, the Gaffney Indians. They had a huge win over Northwestern Rock Hill, 28-7 on the road last night. We welcome in Indians play-by-play man Brock Hamrick into the program, your friend and mine, back on a weekly basis. Good morning, Brock.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Man, I'm great. How are you?
I don't really know what to say after last night, but what a difference a week makes. You talk about a 360 turnaround for the Indians. It happened last night, and it couldn't have come at a better time. What a confidence-boosting win last night. Three-touchdown victory on the road against a very good Northwestern team.
It was, man. It really was a huge win and could be a momentum shifter. And, Brock, you know, I spent years doing play-by-play myself in various parts of the country. And when you make a drive like that from Gaffney to Rock Hill and out in the Midwest where I was, some of those drives were just – absolutely long and brutal. It's a lot easier to make the drive back when you get the W than it is when you take the loss on the road. I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And in the postgame interviewed, our sideline reporter Charles Wyatt was talking to Gaffney head coach Dan Jones, and he asked Coach Jones, he said, Coach, he said, you know, to be honest, a lot of people, you know, outside of Cherokee County didn't give you much of a chance tonight. And he kind of laughed and looked at Charles, and he said, let's be honest, he said, I don't think anyone gave us a chance tonight, and they didn't. I'll be honest, Rob, going into the game, I felt like Northwestern was an offense that Gaffney would have an issue slowing down. I thought the Trojans' defense would be good enough to keep them in the game. They'd given up points this year, but that game could have been really different last night, Rob. Gaffney took its opening two possessions and drove it down inside Northwestern's 20-yard line and came up with no points, went for it two times on fourth down and didn't get it. So if you're able to score on those one of those first two possessions, it's a completely different ball game. But what a big win last night, and what a surprise, to be honest. I didn't think it was a game Gaffney could keep it close, but, man, did they prove me wrong.
Well, that huge win, and I will say this. I thought the game was going to be close because of how good Gaffney's defense is. I thought that would keep you guys in the game. I was on with Mark Ryan yesterday afternoon, put on the spot to pick that game. I picked Northwestern to win the game by a touchdown, just kind of based on everything going in. And, you know, we talked about Gaffney's struggles offensively and that kind of thing, and I thought, okay, their defense will keep them in the game, but I'm not sure they have enough offense to win. But, you know, Brock, the corner's starting to turn, it looks like, at least with last night's performance, because we talked about the lack of playmakers in downfield passing game for Grayson Loftus to throw to, but a couple of big, long pass plays that Gaffney scored on in the first half to get that lead last night.
Yeah, Rob, you're right. The offensive receivers, and you're right, that was a 30-yard touchdown pass to Drew Medley, his first varsity touchdown last night. He's one of those one of several Indians that stepped up last night. But, yeah, Rob, we talked about the inconsistency on offense, the issues struggling to sustain offensive drives. Gaffney's first touchdown last night, it was a 16-play drive, took 88 yards and 7 minutes and 22 seconds. That is going to be a key for the Indians throughout the year. The defense is good enough to keep Gaffney.
For more on my insurance with Geico. Yeah, that's a long, exactly long, long drive. I mean, in today's football, to drive for 7 minutes, like, that's not something we see very often. That's a mark of the offense starting to catch itself. Brock, I think this brutal schedule that Yaphty has played is starting to prove its worth with the way that they're starting to improve week by week.
You're right, Rob, and I think we talked about the sophomores that Gaffney has, five of those starting on defense, play about. The maturation process for every player is different, but there are some that have really learned well on the there's a learning curve, but they have learned well on the fly. And in doing so, they've been able to become an impactful player. Last night, Jaden Sims had another interception for the Gaffney defense, had an opportunity for secondary for Gaffney. One of those names that you're going to continue to hear throughout the rest of the year, and Rob, sometimes it just takes time, but it looks like this Gaffney team's learning a little quicker than I thought they would.
Yeah, they are. They're starting to kind of hit their stride, which is good because region play starts in a couple of weeks. Grayson Loftus last night, Brock, you mentioned 280 passing yards, three total touchdowns, two passing, one on the ground. A big game for him. Do you feel like his play really improved, or do you feel like it's the receivers improving that allow him to have a bigger game? And maybe he was kind of consistent to start with, just didn't.
Great passing for him, and he looked a lot better. And I think what it was is the offensive line looked a lot better as well. He had a lot more time in the pocket. Gaffney looked to really get him comfortable early. You saw a lot of out routes, quick passes to the sideline, quick screen routes. But Gaffney did a good job in open space creating plays. The wide receivers broke a lot of tackles last night. Northwestern's probably kicking themselves defensively for how many tackles they missed last night. But give credit to Gaffney, and Grayson Loftus was exactly what he needed to be last night. He led that offense. He executed very well, something we have not seen this season. And hopefully, Rob, we see more of that from him. He's a Division I quarterback. Last night is what he is capable of night in and night out. Yeah. Hopefully we
will put on that as a staff this weekend. But his numbers, 280 passing yards, 24 of 34, three total touchdowns, two in the air, one on the ground, put him in that elite company of nominees. Brock Hamrick is my guest, the Gaffney play-by-play man. Gaffney at Northwestern Rock Hill in the regular season since 1984. Hard to believe, knowing Gaffney rich tradition and everything with football, that it's been almost 40 years since they've beaten in the regular season. Is that something? Have they played every year since then, Brock, or is this something where, you know, maybe there was a gap in the time that they played each other?
No, Rob, this is a rivalry that dates back to the early 70s, and Gaffney and Northwestern last night was the 55th meeting since then. So these teams have played on nearly a yearly basis.
Okay.
And District 3 against Northwestern has just been a difficult place to play for Gaffney. The Indians have been able to pick up, I think, three consecutive playoff victories at District 3. But before the playoff win in 2016, it had been back in the 90s before Gaffney had won a game at District 3 against Northwestern. So, regular season at District 3 has been difficult for Gaffney. And the only Gaffney coach to have a winning record against Northwestern was Bobby Carlton back in the 1970s. So that just puts it into perspective. Northwestern and Gaffney has been a back-and-forth rivalry right now. I think it's 29-26, Northwestern with the advantage. But the Trojans and the Indians have seen some big, big football games over the years.
Follow Brock Hamrick at GaffneyFootballGoogle.com. Good night, almighty, Brock Hamrick. You know more about Gaffney football than I'll probably know about anything ever in my lifetime. Like that, those are crazy. That's why we have you on the program, because of insight like that. Those are stats of the week kind of deal that we will not get anywhere else. Gaffney football play-by-play man, Brock Hamrick, my guest here. Gaffney a winner last night over Northwestern Rock Hill. Brock, big win, but now Gaffney's got to, over the weekend, maybe celebrate it, but put it to bed on Monday and go to work, because Fort Dorchester coming up on Friday night, another tall task, another perennially solid 5A program that's in the postseason every year and a hard out. So another tough slate here and another big game and a brutal Gaffney non-region schedule.
It is difficult, but lucky for the Indians, Gaffney does have Fort Dorchester at home, so you don't have to make the long trip down to Charleston. But
true.
I think it'll be interesting. Gaffney has to – I want to see how the Indians follow up. You've proven that you can compete with some of the best teams in the state, like Northwestern. Now how do you follow it up? Do you take that momentum into next week? and try to get another big victory before you start region play after the bye week? Or if you're Gaffney, do you focus too much on the victory and allow it to beat you this coming Friday night? So hopefully the Indians are able to put the win behind them, but also continue to carry that momentum. You got to hit your stride at the right time. Now's the time to do it. You want to be playing your best football come region play. I think Region 2 5A has four really good teams. No offense to Boiling Springs. They're a good football team. I just don't think they'll contend for a region title. But I think it's open for grabs. It's up for grabs, and it's a wide-open region.
I agree. I think that you could kind of jumble those teams up, those top three, four teams up in a hat, and pick it out as well as you're going to be able to project it. We're going to talk about that region race a lot more going into next week, and we're going to talk about that with you as well as that gets cranked up here in a couple of weeks. Brock Hamrick's been my guest, Gaffney play-by-play man. Brock, I appreciate the time as always, man, and we will get together with you next week, and we'll talk about what goes down with Gaffney at home on the reservation against Fort Dorchester.
That sounds good. Big homecoming week. Gaffney High this week, always a big deal, and looking forward to that. So we'll join you next week, Rob, and hopefully it's after a second straight two-in-a-row Gaffney victory.
There you go. That's Brock Cameron, Gaffney play-by-play man. Gaffney a winner last night at Northwestern Rock Hill. First time in a regular season road game there that they've beat Northwestern Rock Hill since 1984. So a big win for Gaffney there. We'll give you the Upstate Player of the Week nominees for the Fan Upstate here before we get a break. Hillcrest, Bennett Judy, 26 of 38, 312 yards, four touchdown passes, and a road win over top five ranked Powdersville last night. Avery McFadden, Hillcrest receiver, nine catches, 142 yards and a touchdown. As I mentioned, Gaffney quarterback Grayson Loftus, three touchdowns total, two passing, one running, 280 passing yards, 24 of 34 in their win at Northwestern Rock Hill. And Daniel quarterback Blaine Simmons, five total touchdowns, three through the air, two on the ground in their win over Pickens. We take a break. We come back. Dan Scott will join us. We'll talk a little college football as Furman has their opener tonight, a 7:30 kickoff, their SoCon opener against East Tennessee State. And we will talk about it when we come back. You can hear that game on the Fan Upstate. Dan Scott joins us next here on the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Ingalls Markets and Founders Federal Credit Union on the Fan Upstate.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It is the Saturday Morning Scramble, the upstate source for high school football talk, but we switch gears here to college football talk on the program, and we talk about the Furman Paladins, a team coming off a loss to highly ranked Clemson last week, and has a big game, a SoCon showdown up in East Tennessee in the 865 tonight in Johnson City. And joining me to talk about it is the voice of the Furman Paladins. He's my friend and yours. Back on the program, it's Dan Scott. Dan, I appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
It's fine. My agent was able to negotiate a return appearance, so I appreciate that very much.
Yes, your people called my people, and last time you were on the show, we established that the restraining order is no longer in effect, so we're good to go now.
There we go. Trying to create a fresh start for all parties involved, Rob.
Dan Scott is my guest, voice of the Furman Paladins. Dan, before we get into tonight's game, which is a 7:30 kickoff here on the Fan Upstate, Furman and East Tennessee State, let's talk about last week. I thought Furman was pretty solid in their showing at Clemson, losing 35-12. Actually played Clemson better than ACC foe Georgia Tech did.
Yeah, it was really interesting to watch as that game unfolded, and you walk out of there playing the what-if game, which normally you do against opponents of your own caliber. But, you know, boy, if we make two or three tackles that we had, you know, a couple of sack opportunities in the first half, and if we don't fumble and we convert that fourth and goal from the one, you know, suddenly they're really nervous in the second half. But, you know, our coaches told me before the game last week as we were prepping that, you know, against a team that caliber, you can't give them second opportunities. And that proved to be prophetic. When we missed plays, they took advantage of it. But I think the thing that was most encouraging, and Clay Hendricks mentioned this in his press conference Monday, that after watching the film, he thought we were the more aggressive, more physical football team. And that says something about these guys. So, you know, the theme all week has been, and we even talked about it walking out of there before we signed off on Saturday, there are no moral victories. And you cannot look at what happened last week as a moral victory. But you can say that if Furman plays with that kind of intensity, that kind of physicality, and has those same opportunities against teams in the Southern Conference, we have a chance to be really tough to beat. And I think that is carried over. The players aren't resting on their laurels. Coach Hendricks told me earlier this week that Tuesday they had their best practice of the season, and I thought that was very encouraging.
Dan Scott is my guest, voice of the Furman Paladins. Furman taking on East Tennessee State in their SoCon opener tonight, 7:30 kickoff here on the Fan Upstate. Dan, one more thing about last week's loss to Clemson that really impressed me. I thought Furman moving the ball from the 20 to the 20, I thought their offense was very impressive. Just couldn't finish drives in the red zone, and I think some of that is on the talent that Clemson has on the defensive side.
Yeah, and even at that, we were able to really control things, especially in the second half, control things at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And, you know, things get bogged down from time to time in every game, and that one was no exception. And look, make no mistake, that front that they have with the depth that they have, if it's not the best in the nation, it's in the top two or three. But I think our coaches just did a great job of putting together a scheme they used Clemson's aggressiveness against them. We burned them on screens at the right time, three different times. It turned into huge plays for us. And Tyler Huff, in really his first game ever at that kind of competition level, was phenomenal. So, you know, things have to be cleaned up. There are no question. When you get opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. But I think everybody walked away from that game encouraged. But, Rob, it doesn't mean anything if we go up tonight and don't play with that kind of intensity and lay the proverbial egg.
That's a very good point. You have to build on it. Dan Scott is my guest. Furman Paladins, play-by-play man. They take on East Tennessee State tonight here on the Fan Upstate 7:30 kickoff. Dan, let's talk about East Tennessee State, a team that was picked by many in the preseason to win the SoCon. They go out and get beat in their SoCon opener at Citadel. They say that the most dangerous animal is a wounded animal. Do you kind of see East Tennessee State as a team that just is a wounded animal in a dangerous situation on the road tonight?
You have to look at it that way, quite honestly. The thing about the Citadel is, you know, once or twice a year, they're going to win a game like that. Where you've got a team that is superior, pretty much, and I don't think there's anybody right now who will tell you they believe the Citadel is a better football team than ETSU. But they get you in that style of play, and if they're able to you know, keep the football, they can limit your opportunities. And I think the ETSU defense was on the field for 80 plays. They threw a pick in the end zone. They had another series inside the 10-yard line that bogged down where they didn't get a first down on a fourth down opportunity. You know, a field goal in either one of those two places there, and ETSU probably wins that game. But they didn't. So, yeah, they're going to be, I think, a little agitated would be a good way to say it. And I expect Furman will get their best shot tonight.
Dan Scott is my guest, the voice of the Furman Paladins. Paladins on the road tonight in their SoCon opener at East Tennessee State. You can hear that game here on the Fan Upstate, a 7:30 kickoff. You know, Dan, we talked in the preseason on this program a little bit about the Furman competition at quarterback. At that time, you kind of expected that Jace Wilson would kind of be the guy at that position. Since then, Tyler Huff has been named a starter, and through these first two games, it looks like he's really kind of separated himself and made that role his.
He won the job probably a week or two before the season was getting ready to kick off. He had separated himself there. And you know, he brings a dimension that we haven't had here. I mean, yeah, Jace Wilson last year, he's got a strong arm. He's mobile when he took over as a true freshman in the middle of the season. But he didn't have experience. And Tyler Huff has played three seasons of college football at Presbyterian College. You always wonder how that's going to translate. But, you know, he came in, and you know, Clay Hendricks told me this week, he said, you know, at the beginning of camp, he was probably second or third on the depth chart, and he just consistently and steadily worked his way up by the time the fall camp was done. And I think you're seeing why. He's a tough guy. His former head coach at PC is our secondary special teams coach now, Tommy Spangler. He called him a quarterback with a linebacker's mentality. And something else that kind of comes into play here that I hadn't really thought about until I was talking with our defensive coordinator, Dwayne Vaughn, who goes against him in practice every day. But, you know, not only is Tyler Huff an experienced quarterback, but he's an ROTC guy, and he's married. So he knows how to make decisions. And I think in two games on the football field, we've seen that so far.
Yeah. Maturity, certainly a big thing at that position. Dan Scott is my guest. Furman Paladins play-by-play man. Furman on the road in the SoCon opener tonight against East Tennessee State. Dan, we know that any time that you go on the road in college football, especially with a night game, it's a dangerous situation in terms of how energized your opponent is going to be. How important is it for Furman to come out and have a strong start tonight and kind of take that East Tennessee State crowd out of the game early?
Yeah, you know, obviously, I think you want to do that every time you go on the road. And they have built that into a really, really good home field electric atmosphere. They decided to play all their home games at 7:30 on Saturday night, and their fans have responded to that. You know, taking their crowd out of the game obviously is something that you want to do, but I think more importantly is not allowing them to do something to get that crowd even more hyped up than it's already going to be. In other words, not let them land a big punch early. So, you know, you can play that game all you want to. This Furman team is deep, and it's talented, and it's veteran. It's got guys who've been through the wars. We won up there 2 years ago. So, you know, I don't think that coming off of a game where you played in front of 78,000 people, you're going to be intimidated by 10,000. So, all of that stuff will work itself out. All that extra adrenaline and everything will last until somebody gets punched in the mouth, as they say, and then it'll settle into a football game, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, you know, tonight I think is a big game for both teams. Obviously, East Tennessee State needs to avoid 0-2 in the SoCon if they're going to be a contender, as many people thought during the summer. But I look at it for Furman, Dan, and I see that if Furman can get this one tonight, the schedule sets up pretty well for them to be in that pack of contenders for the SoCon title if they're able to get this one tonight.
I would agree. You know, having said that, I don't think you're going to see an undefeated conference champion. So you don't put all your eggs in one basket tonight, regardless of what happens. But I don't think there's any question you want to get as much momentum as you can moving forward and getting a big road win against a team that's still ranked in the FCS top 25 will get some attention for some people around the country. I'll sound like a coach when I say this, but, you know, I broadcast with two former players. One of them was a national championship ring from 88. It's a week-to-week league, and you just – have to take them one at a time. You can't look beyond Friday night. If you start looking down the road, then that's when you can get yourself in trouble. We in the media can do it, but I can guarantee you that the coaches and players aren't doing it.
Dan Scott has been my guest, Furman play-by-play man. You can hear the Paladins tonight in their SoCon opener at East Tennessee State, a 7:30 kickoff here on the Fan Upstate. Dan, safe travels up to the 865, going from the 864 to the 865 tonight, and we appreciate your time, and we're definitely interested in how it plays out tonight up at East Tennessee.
All right, Rob, I'll just remind folks the Pepsi countdown to kickoff will hit the airwaves on the Fan Upstate tonight at 6 p.m. You say kickoff at 7:30, and let's hope that the late-night drive home from Johnson City is going to be a fun one.
That's Dan Scott, play-by-play man for the Furman Paladins. Again, the Paladins have their SoCon opener tonight at East Tennessee State. Pepsi countdown to kickoff, 6 p.m. Kickoff is 7:30 here on the Fan Upstate. Let's run through the Upstate top 10 before we go to break and come back here one final time. And if you missed any of the Upstate top 10, we will have that on thefanupstate.com and on the Fan Upstate Facebook page, as well as we will have the podcast of this episode up there on the Facebook page as well for you to check out. Upstate top 10, number one spot, Daniel still holding that spot. They have been number one since the first week of the season, and they're holding 28 wins in a row, a school record for the Lions. They handled Pickens last night. They've got Riverside next week. Number two is Hillcrest. They're up one spot from number three to number two after a big win at Powdersville last night, a highly ranked Powdersville team, 37-35. Hillcrest won that game last night in a game that lived up to the hype and was a barn burner there at Powdersville. Number three is Dorman. They slide down one spot, really only because Hillcrest got such a big win on the road against a ranked Powdersville team. But Dorman taking care of business. They remain undefeated. That's a solid win for Dorman and Dustin Curtis, their head coach, in his first year taking over for the legendary Dave Gutshaw there. 37-23 win at Clover for Dorman last night. Burns, they're up a spot from 5-4 this week. They won no problem.
42-7 at Wren. Burns is at West Florence next week, and then region play where we're going to find out what it's all about from there. Number five is Powdersville. They're down a spot from 4-5 after they lost a heartbreaker, 37-35 to Hillcrest. You heard Powdersville head coach Robert Muster on this program in the first hour talking about that game and how it was a heavyweight fight. They have a bye week next week, this Powdersville. Then they open region play 2 weeks against BHP. Clinton is number six, holding that spot down for several weeks now. They won 49-19 at Chapman. Impressive win for Clinton on the road at Chapman last night. They host South Aiken next week. Number seven, BHP, holding the seven spot for the second straight week. 35-6 win, cruising over Emerald. They host Wahala next week. BHP still undefeated and at number seven. Number eight is Gaffney. They're up a spot from number nine to number eight with their win at Northwestern Rock Hill, 28-7. You heard Brock Hamrick from Gaffney's play-by-play man give us some insight on that win. And Gaffney has a big game with Fort Dorchester at the reservation in front of the home folks in Gaffney coming up this week. Number nine is Westside. They have a loss. That loss is to BHP. Since then, they've run off four in a row now. They beat Malden 34-7 last night. No trouble for Westside there. They have Greer at Westside next week. St. Joseph's is holding for the second straight week at number 10. The Knights, with no problem in their region opener, handling where Shoals 55-0. Next week, it's a battle of denominations. It's St. Joe's Catholic and Southside Christian going at it in Region 1 play. It'll be the opener for Southside Christian in region play, and that game very interesting in terms of how that region's going to shape up, because Region 1 has already started region play. They actually have seven teams in that region, so they start a little earlier than everybody else because most regions have five or six teams in them across the upstate. Other teams under consideration: Spartanburg, who handled Riverside last night, T.L. Hanna, who had a win over Greenwood, Christchurch, who smashed Calhoun Falls in their region opener last night, also under consideration. Easley has some momentum going as they beat J.L. Mann a couple of weeks ago. They got a win over Woodmont last night. They continue that momentum and moving up. Greenville High also under consideration. They started 0-3, but now they've kind of gotten things going, and they've won in blowout fashion in the last 2 weeks, including that game with J.L. Mann last night. So that's your upstate top 10. We take a break here. We come back. We'll talk some college football, give you our college football picks for the day against the spread. We're going to do that. Tron and I will do that when we return. It's the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets, right here on the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And down the stretch we come. Final segment of the program here on this Saturday morning. It is the high school football source in the upstate, the Saturday Morning Scramble. We turn our attention here in the back half of the program to college football. Dan Scott was on to talk about Furman and East Tennessee State. In the last segment, we thank him. We thank Brock Hamrick from earlier this hour, as well as last hour's guest, Joe Dandron from the Greenville News, and Robert Muster, the head football coach at Powdersville, all on the program. Now we look at today's college football games, some picks. We were not very good last week. We were 4-1 the first week. Then last week we end up going 2-3. So we want to redeem ourselves a little bit this morning. I'm Rob Jones, Radio's hardest working man, Lonzo producing the program, and a brand new addition to the program from a production standpoint. Tron is with us this morning, and we're going to put Tron on the spot. It's trial by fire here on the program. We're going to have him pick some games with me here this morning. First one we want to look at, it's a high noon kickoff in Columbia, Williams-Brice, South Carolina, and Georgia. The more I hear people talk, the more I hear people try to spin this game like South Carolina is going to be in this game. Georgia is laying a lot of points on the road at 25, but Georgia has looked great through the first 2 weeks. 25 is a big number against a SEC opponent, but I thought that last year when they were laying 23 with South Carolina, and they covered it there in Athens. So 25, Georgia on the road, laying that at South Carolina. I'll go first. Give me Georgia minus the 25, even though I don't like that point spread. I do think they're going to blow South Carolina out today. Tron, what you got on that?
I took Georgia on that one as well.
Georgia laying the 25?
I don't think they'll get 25, but I will take Georgia on it, though.
Well, you have to lay the 25 if you're taking Georgia. That's the spread. So you want South Carolina in the 25 or Georgia minus the 25?
I'll just go with Georgia.
You're going to go with Georgia laying the 25? Yeah. I will, too. All right, Oklahoma is at Nebraska. We talked a little bit about this earlier. Bo Pelini has put the jinx on Nebraska football, evidently. We got that on the text line earlier. Oklahoma is laying 11 at Nebraska. That number seems to be a little low to me. I'm going to take Oklahoma laying the 11 at Nebraska because, to me, Nebraska right now is a dumpster fire. I've got an interim coach there. Scott Frost is gone already. I will go Oklahoma to beat Nebraska by more than 11. Tron?
Being that I'm a Georgia Southern fan.
Okay.
And I'm from the area of Statesboro, Georgia.
Right.
And we just laid the wood to them last week. I think Nebraska is still reeling. So
okay.
I'm going with Oklahoma in that one.
Yes, your guys got Scott Frost fired, so you have that claim to fame that Georgia Southern is basically the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes.
They were so mad about that loss that they cost themselves $9 million by not waiting 3 weeks to fire Scott Frost after October 1st.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I was like, just wait 3 weeks, and you can save yourself some money, but I guess you're so embarrassed that you just rather just pay the money, get them out of there, and
yeah, the boosters up there, man, the boosters at Nebraska – you know, they when they want something, it gets done. And so they wanted that done. Oklahoma, I have them laying the 11. So does Tron at Nebraska today. California is getting 12 at Notre Dame. Notre Dame in a must win after losing to Marshall. I think it's a circle the wagons moment for Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman. And I think Cal is very bad. I will go Notre Dame minus the 12 at home against Cal.
Me too. I'm taking Notre Dame in that one. I think they finally get it on track after being 0-3. I mean, that's just
– Yeah, well, 0-2.
0-2,
and,
yeah.
It would be 0-3 if they lose today. Yeah. I just don't – I know Marshall beat them last week, but I think Marshall's a pretty solid group of five team, and we're going to see that throughout the year.
Yes.
And I think Cal probably is a crappy Pac-12 team, and we're going to probably see that play out throughout the year. So
absolutely.
That's what we got, Notre Dame laying the 12 at home against Cal, 2:30 kickoff in that one. BYU, after a big win at home against Baylor, BYU is getting 3.5 at Oregon, who last time we saw Oregon on national TV, they got smashed by Georgia in Atlanta. That game, a 3:30 kick. I like BYU. I think they've got some momentum after beating Baylor in overtime last week. Give me BYU plus the 3.5 points. I'll take the points in BYU at Oregon.
I think I'm going to go with Oregon on this one.
Okay.
I think they have to get it correct this time. This game, they need to get it right. If not, then it just – I think it's, the wheels are just going to fall off for the rest of the season.
And that's very possible. That's very possible. This would be a huge win. BYU has such a tough schedule. This would be a huge win to back up the Baylor win with their schedule. Because here's the thing, if BYU can go 10-2 with that schedule, then they're going to have at least some, you know, talking points for the playoffs, I think, when we get there. So I think this is a big game for them, and I'll take BYU. Tron will go with homestand in Oregon today with that 3.5 points, Oregon a favorite. Auburn is laying 2.5 at home against Penn State, and I wrestled with this because it's just a hard game to gauge. Is Penn State any good? They almost lost to Purdue. We don't know if Purdue's any good. Auburn, Brian Harsin has been kind of a disaster so far at Auburn. I think the Auburn folks would take Gus Malzahn back today if they could get that back.
Absolutely.
It's one of those deals where sometimes you don't fire your coach until you know exactly what you're going to do. They fired their coach and didn't know what they were going to do, and it hurt them, I think. Auburn's laying 2.5 at home. I will go with Penn State getting the 2.5 points today.
I feel the same way. I'm back and forth. I don't know if it's Auburn or Penn. So I don't know. I guess I'm going Penn with that one because Auburn just doesn't seem like they have an identity yet. So.
Yes. Under Brian Harsin, they have not had an identity. I agree. They are playing at home. That place is a rowdy place. But I don't know what they have. We're going to find out today. LSU is getting 3. They're a 3-point underdog at home against Mississippi State. This is an easy one for me. I think coaching is the difference. I think Mike Leach is a genius. Mm-hmm. I think Brian Kelly is a moron. So I will take Mississippi State today on the road at LSU, laying the 3 points.
I agree. Mississippi State looks really good to me.
So far?
So far.
Yeah.
And like you said, LSU just looks like a dumpster fire.
I think Brian Kelly is a fish out of water. I don't like Brian Kelly to start with. I could talk for an hour about why I don't like the guy. He's got, you know, he's responsible for more deaths of students at universities than he is national championships. I've never forgotten about the Declan Sullivan thing, and I won't ever forget that. So I can't stand him. I didn't like how he did, because I'm a guy with a Southern accent. I'm a little bit particular mm-hmm. about how people kind of approach that. I don't like how he did mm-hmm. that either. That's patronizing me, and I don't like to be patronized.
I knew that was why. I knew it.
That's another part, but the Declan Sullivan thing is the biggest deal. But we'll go here with Mississippi State laying 3 on the road at LSU. Clemson's laying 33.5 at home in the Valley, 8 p.m. against Louisiana Tech. I don't know where to go here with this, Tron, because I think Clemson's going to be energized because of, you know, they're playing for Ella Brisse, the sister of Brian Brisse, who passed away earlier this week. I will go Clemson minus the 33.5. What you say?
I'm going there as well.
All right, that's it. We don't have a line on the Furman game, but I think Furman wins tonight by a touchdown at least at East Tennessee State. That's the program for this week. We'll be back to do it all again next week on this same time, this same station. It is the Saturday Morning Scramble. Thanks to the production team. Thanks to the guest here. Saturday Morning Scramble from Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingalls Markets on the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.